Twitter's stance on gambling is a hot issue among gamblers and those concerned about their safety. It is possible to see this issue in terms of how many tweets are sent from casinos and slot machine providers, who may be using social media marketing to increase the number of people who gamble. It is unclear whether there are any restrictions on what content these types of businesses can post on their Twitter account. Sports betting content face few restrictions. If you're a Twitter user, you're probably already aware of its recent foray into sports betting. However, this is a different story than you'd expect, especially if you're a fan of gambling. While it is technically illegal in most states, sportsbooks are allowed to place advertisements in other states, such as Nevada. This has led to an exciting business model for the companies behind these services. It also makes Twitter an attractive platform for advertisers who want to reach a highly targeted demographic, particularly when you consider that nearly 3 in 10 new bettors are women. As for restrictions, Twitter isn't known to be very lenient regarding gambling-related content. It rolled out a new policy governing sportsbook ads that entails a few rules. The most notable of these is a limitation on the amount of advertising displayed per game. This is a good thing because, as we've seen with the NFL, this is a very lucrative business. As such, the social network is more than happy to provide marketing and branding support for gambling entities, with a few caveats. This doesn't mean, however, that the company is not innovating in other areas. In the future, this may change due to legislation in the works. Casinos and slot machine providers tweet between 89 and 202 tweets a day. While Twitter is not the first place you'd expect to find a casino's tweets, it's an exciting place to track the social networking habits of your favorite gaming institution. Although the tweets may not be as frequent as you'd like, it's still an ideal way to get up close and personal with the company's executives. The sexiest part is that you can do it on the go, thanks to an app. A new study reveals the state of play. Its authors analyzed a whopping 482,649 gambling-related followers and distilled the data into several valuable metrics. Among other findings, it turns out that the most important tweets are surprisingly predictable. They are a product of a small number of companies that dominate a specific niche. A single operator owns a majority of the most popular accounts, a practice that is not uncommon in the industry. Interestingly, the best-performing operators are in the niche mentioned above in the online poker industry. The study's authors also noted that a dark gambit accompanied most tweets. This gimmick was a dead giveaway as to the real winners. After reviewing these data points, the researchers whittled the results to several winners. The winners were the top dogs, Bet365, Coral, and Paddy Power, respectively. The top dogs were not merely the best players in their respective categories but were also the most active users, according to the study. Social media marketing may increase the number of people gambling. A growing concern among younger people is the presence of gambling adverts on social media. Although the gambling industry has made great efforts to limit the impact of its products on children, a large proportion of them is exposed to these adverts. This is especially the case for young men disproportionately at risk of exposure. As a result, gambling operators are working to block their social media profiles from young users. While this method may be effective, it is essential to examine the effects of social media on younger audiences. A recent study found that social media adverts are more likely to reach adolescents than adults. Furthermore, a third of adolescents and a quarter of children are exposed to gambling advertisements on Twitter daily. Studies also found that gambling advertisements appeal more to children than adults. These findings indicate a potential vulnerability for children and are a reason to investigate whether social media advertising on gambling is harmful. Research into gambling on social media has focused on analyzing the content and the impact of the advertising on adolescents and vulnerable groups. This has also involved studies on the relationship between gambling communities and online cliques. For instance, studies determine that online discussion groups have a significant potential population and are the source of information for a larger target audience. These groups represent informal care for individuals who may be vulnerable to the temptations of gambling. The purpose of this research is to investigate the effect of these discussion groups on the behavior of participants. Researchers conducted a systematic review of the literature to identify the types of research related to gambling on social media. It identified 41 papers that had primary data on gambling and social media. It was classified into 3 themes. These included the impact of social media on gambling, gambling communities, and the role of intermediaries. While similarities in the results of the studies are informative, they are not conclusive. Further study is needed to address specific topics, such as gambling companies' use of social media and the impact of ad copy on gambling attitudes. Research further explored the impact of gambling on social media in a study that examined the participation of a group of adolescents in an online discussion forum. The study found that companies engaged more than half of the participants with gambling advertisements on social media. Most participants reported that the ad positively influenced the content they encountered. In addition, adolescents who had positive attitudes towards gambling were more likely to say that they had increased their gambling intentions after viewing social media adverts. The findings of this study suggest that companies should regulate ad content in the gambling industry to ensure that it is not aimed at younger people. In addition, the role of intermediaries is critical for the success of social media campaigns. In addition, intermediaries operate within an ambiguous legal jurisdiction. They are more likely to use multimedia platforms and can be more influential than a gambling company in engaging with a younger audience. Dash. Share on Facebook. Share on Twitter. Share on Pinterest. Share on LinkedIn. Share via email. Share on Tumblr. Share on Reddit. Dash. Roaring 21. 400% bonus up to $8,000. T&C apply terms and conditions. Visit now. https://roaring21.com. Roaring 21. Roaring 21 gives you a bit of high-end, a class act that puts you at the leading edge. Their gamers always come first. Just like anything of value, we wish to keep you safe, which is why safety is the undercurrent of their casino site, along with good video gaming and continuous casino site hosts. 24/7 instant support. Daily, weekly, and monthly promotions. Mobile friendly. Pros. Security. Customer support. Fast payout speeds. Simple site navigation. Cons. English only. Overall rating. Roaring 21 info. Casino, Roaring 21. Website, https://roaring21.com. Established, 2018. Country, USA support, phone, email, chat. Minimum deposit, $35. Deposit bonus, $8,000. Dash.